Sec 3102, increasing security and integrity of social security cards. Fraud resisting, tamper resisting, wear resisting, and identity theft resistant social security cards. 1. Issuance. A. Preliminary work not later than 180 days after the date of enactment of this act. The Commissioner of Social Security shall begin work to administer and issue fraud resisting, tamper resisting, wear resisting, and identity theft resistant social security cards. B. Completion not later than 5 years after the date of enactment of this act. The Commissioner of Social Security shall issue only Social Security cards determined to be fraud-resisting, tamper-resisting, wear-resisting, and identity theft-resisting. 2. Amendment. A. In General, Section 205(c)(2)(g) of the Social Security Act 42 U.S.C. 405(c)(2)(g) is amended by striking the second sentence and inserting the following. The Social Security card shall be fraud-resisting, tamper-resisting, wear-resisting, and identity theft-resistant. The effective date, the amendment made by subparagraph A, shall take effect on the date, that is 5 years, after the date of enactment of this act. 3. Authorization of appropriation. There are authorized to be appropriated from the Comprehensive Immigration Reform Trust Fund established under Section 6A1, such sums as may be necessary to carry out this section and amendments made by this section. 4. Emergency designation for congressional enforcement. In the Senate, amounts made available under this subsection are designated as an emergency requirement. Pursuant to Section 403A of S. Conray's 13-111th Congress, the concurrent resolution on the budget for fiscal year 2010. 5. Emergency designation for statutory pay-go amounts made available under this subsection are designated as an emergency requirement under Section 4G of the Statutory Pay-as-you-go Act of 2010 Public Law 111-139. 2 U.S.C. 933 G. B. Multiple cards. Section 205(c)(2)(g) of the Social Security Act 42 U.S.C. 405(c)(2)(g) as amended by subsection A2 is amended. 1. By inserting I after B. And 2. By adding at the end the following. A. The Commissioner of Social Security shall restrict the issuance of multiple replacement Social Security cards to any individual to 3 per year and 10 for the life of the individual, except that the Commissioner may allow for reasonable exceptions from the limits under this clause on a case-by-case basis in compelling circumstances. See Criminal Penalties. 1. Social Security Fraud. A. In General, Chapter 47 of Title 18, United States Code, is amended by inserting at end the following. Set 1041. Social Security Fraud. Any person who 1. Knowingly possesses or uses a Social Security account number or Social Security card knowing that the number or card was obtained from the Commissioner of Social Security by means of fraud or false statement. 2. Knowingly and falsely represents a number to be the Social Security account number assigned by the Commissioner of Social Security to him or her or to another person when such number is known not to be the Social Security account number assigned by the Commissioner of Social Security to him or her or to such other person. 3. Knowingly and without lawful authority, buys, sells, or possesses with intent to buy or sell a Social Security account number or Social Security card that is or purports to be a number or card issued by the Commissioner of Social Security. 4. Knowingly alters, counterfeits, forges, or falsely makes a Social Security account number or a Social Security card. 5. Knowingly uses, distributes, or transfers a Social Security account number or Social Security card knowing the number or card to be intentionally altered, counterfeited, forged, falsely made, or stolen. R. 6. Without lawful authority knowingly produces or acquires for any person a Social Security account number, a Social Security card, or number or card that purports to be a Social Security account number or Social Security card, shall be fined under this title, imprisoned not more than 5 years or both. The Table of Sections Amendment. The Table of Sections for Chapter 47 of Title 18, United States Code, is amended by adding a third item relating to Section 1040 the following. Section 41. Social Security Fraud. 2. Information Disclosure. A. In general, notwithstanding any other provision of law and subject to subparagraph B, the Commissioner of Social Security shall disclose for the purpose of investigating a violation of Section 1041 of Title 18, United States Code, or Section 274A, 274B, or 274C of the Immigration and Nationality Act 8 U.S.C. 1324A, 1324B, and 1324C, after receiving a written request from an officer in a supervisory position or higher official of any federal law enforcement agency, the following records of the Social Security Administration. Records concerning the identity, address, location, or financial institution accounts of the holder of a Social Security account number or Social Security card. A. Records concerning the application for and issuance of a Social Security account number or Social Security card. II. Records concerning the existence or non-existence of a Social Security account number or Social Security card. B. Limitation. The Commissioner of Social Security shall not disclose any tax return or tax return information pursuant to subparagraph A except as authorized by Section 6103 of the Internal Revenue Code of 1986, Sec 3103. increasing security and integrity of immigration documents, not later than 1 year after the day of enactment of this act, the Secretary shall submit a report to Congress on the feasibility, advantages, and disadvantages of including, in addition to photograph, other biometric information on each employment authorization document issued by the department. Section 3104, Responsibilities of the Social Security Administration. Title XI of the Social Security Act 42 U.S.C. 1301 et sec. is amended by adding at end the following new part. Part E, Employment Verification. Responsibilities of the Commissioner of Social Security. Sec. 1186, a confirmation of employment verification data as part of the employment verification system established by the Secretary of Homeland Security under the provisions of Section 274A of the Immigration and Nationality Act 8 U.S.C. 1324A. In this section, referred as the system, the Commissioner of Social Security shall, subject to the provisions of Section 274AD of the Immigration and Nationality Act 8 U.S.C. 1324AD, establish a reliable, secure method that, operating through the system and within the time period specified in Section 274AD, of such act. 1. Compares the name, date of birth, social security account number, and available citizenship information provided in an inquiry against such information maintained by the commissioner in order to confirm or not confirm the validity of the information provided regarding an individual whose identity and employment eligibility must be confirmed. 2. Determines the correspondence of the name, date of birth, and number. 3. Determines whether the name and number belong to an individual who is deceased according to the records maintained by the commissioner. 4. Determines whether an individual is a national of the United States as defined in Section 101A.22 of the Immigration and Nationality Act 8 U.S.C. 1101A.22. And 5. Determines whether the individual has presented a social security account number that is not valid for employment. The prohibition, the system shall not disclose or release social security information to employers through the confirmation system other than such confirmation or non-confirmation information provided by the employer to the system or the reason for the issuance of a further action notice. Type. Sec. 3105, Improved Prohibition on Discrimination Based on National Origin or Citizenship Status. In general, Section 274BA, 8 U.S.C. 1324BA, is amended to read as follows. A. Prohibition on Discrimination Based on National Origin or Citizenship Status. 1. Prohibition on Discrimination. Generally, it is an unfair immigration-related employment practice for a person, other entity, or employment agency to discriminate against any individual other than an unauthorized alien defined in Section 274AB because of such individuals. National origin or citizenship status with respect to the following. A. The hiring of the individual for employment. B. The verification of the individual's eligibility to work in the United States. C. The discharging of the individual from employment. 2. Exceptions. Paragraph 1 shall not apply to the following. A. The person, other entity, or employer that employs 3 or fewer employees except for an employment agency. B. The person's discrimination because of an individual's national origin if the discrimination with respect to that employer, person, or entity and that individual is covered under Section 703 of the Civil Rights Act of 1964 42 U.S.C. 2000E2 unless the discrimination is related to an individual's verification of employment authorization. C. Discrimination because of citizenship status which is otherwise required in order to comply with the provision of federal, state, or local law related to law enforcement. A. Is required by federal government contract. R. II. The Secretary or Attorney General determines to be essential for an employer to do business with an agency or department of the federal government or a state, local, or tribal government. 3. Additional exception providing right to prefer equally qualified citizens. Notwithstanding any other provision of this section, it is not an unfair immigration-related employment practice for an employer as defined in Section 274AB to prefer to hire, recruit, or refer for a fee an individual who is a citizen or national of the United States over another individual who is an alien if the two individuals are equally qualified. 4. Unfair immigration-related employment practices relating to the system. It is also an unfair immigration-related employment practice for a person, other entity, or employment agency. A. To discharge or constructively discharge an individual solely due to further action notice issued by the employment verification system created by Section 274A until the administrative appeal described in Section 274A-D6 is completed. B. To use the system with regard to any person for any purpose except as authorized by Section 274A-D. C. To use the system to re-verify the employment authorization of a current employee, including an employee continuing in employment, other than re-verification, upon expiration of employment authorization, or as otherwise authorized under Section 274AD, or by regulation. D. To use the system selectively for employees, except where authorized by law. E. To fail to provide to an individual any notice required in Section 274AD within the relevant time period. F. To use the system to deny workers employment or post-employment benefits. G. To misuse the system to discriminate based on national origin or citizenship status. H. To require an employee or prospective employee to use any self-verification feature of the system or provide, as a condition of application or employment, any self-verification results. I. To use an immigration status verification system, service, or method other than those described in Section 274A for purposes of verifying employment eligibility. R. J. To grant access to document verification or system data to any individual or entity other than personnel authorized to have such access, or to fail to take reasonable safeguards to protect against unauthorized loss, use, alteration, or disruption of system data. 5. Prohibition of intimidation or retaliation. It is also an unfair immigration-related employment practice for a person, other entity, or employment agency to intimidate, threaten, coerce, or retaliate against any individual. A. For the purpose of interfering with any right or privilege secured under this section. R. B. Because the individual intends to file or has filed a charge or complaint, testified, assisted, or participated in any manner in an investigation proceeding or hearing under this section. 6. Treatment of certain documentary practices as employment practices. A. PERSONS, other ENTITYS, or employment AGENCYS request for purposes of verifying employment eligibility for more or different documents than are required under Section 274A, or for specific documents, or refusing to honor documents tendered that reasonably appear to be genuine, shall be treated as an unfair immigration-related employment practice. 7. Prohibition of withholding employment records. It is an unfair immigration-related employment practice for an employer that is required under federal, state, or local law to maintain records documenting employment, including dates or hours of work and wages received, to fail to provide such records to any employee upon request. 8. Professional, commercial, and business licenses. An individual who is authorized to be employed in the United States may not be denied a professional, commercial, or business license on the basis of his or her immigration status. 9. Employment agency, defined in this section. The term employment agency means any employer, person, or entity regularly undertaking with or without compensation to procure employees for an employer or to procure for employees opportunities to work for an employer, and includes an agent of such employer, person, or entity. B. Referral by EEOC. Section 274BB, 8 USC 1324BB, is amended by adding, at the end, the following. 3. Referral by EEOC. The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission shall refer all matters alleging immigration-related unfair employment practices filed with the Commission, including those alleging violations of paragraphs 1, 4, 5, and 6 of subsection A, to the Special Counsel for Immigration-related Unfair Employment Practices of the Department of Justice. C. Authorization of Appropriations. Section 274BL3, 8 USC 1324BL3, is amended by striking the period at end and inserting an additional $40 million for each of fiscal years 2014 through 2016. Defines. 1. In general, Section 274BG2B, 8 USC 1324BG2B, is amended by striking clause of and inserting the following. To pay any applicable civil penalties prescribed below, the amounts of which may be adjusted periodically to account for inflation as provided by law. Except as provided in subclauses II through IV, to pay a civil penalty of not less than $2,000 and not more than $5,000 for each individual subjected to an unfair immigration-related employment practice, II, except as provided in subclauses III and IV, in the case of an employer, person, or entity previously subject to single order under this paragraph, to pay a civil penalty of not less than $4,000 and not more than $10,000 for each individual subjected to an unfair immigration-related employment practice, III, except as provided in subclause IV, in the case of an employer, person, or entity previously subject to more than one order under this paragraph, to pay a civil penalty of not less than $8,000 and not more than $25,000 for each individual subjected to an unfair immigration-related employment practice, and IV, in the case of an unfair immigration-related employment practice described in paragraphs 4 through 7 of subsection A, to pay a civil penalty of not less than $500 and not more than $2,000 for each individual subjected to an unfair immigration-related employment practice. 2. Effective date. The amendment made by paragraph 1 shall take effect on the date that is 1 year after the date of enactment of this act, and apply to violations occurring on or after such date of enactment. Sec. 3106, Rulemaking. Interim Final Regulations. 1. In general, not later than 1 year after the date of enactment of this act, the Secretary shall issue regulations implementing sections 3101 and 3104 and amendments made by such sections, except for Section 274AB7 of the Immigration and Nationality Act, and B. The Attorney General shall issue regulations implementing Section 274AD7 of the Immigration and Nationality Act, as added by Section 3101, Section 3105, and amendments made by such sections. 2. Effective date. Regulations issued pursuant to paragraph 1 shall be effective immediately on an interim basis, but are subject to change and revision after public notice and opportunity for a period for public comment. B. Final regulations within a reasonable time after publication of the interim regulations under subsection of the Secretary in consultation with the Commissioner of Social Security and the Attorney General shall publish final regulations implementing this subtitle. Sec. 3107, Office of the Small Business and Employee Advocate. Establishment of Small Business and Employee Advocate. The Secretary shall establish and maintain within U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services the Office of the Small Business and Employee Advocate. In this section, referred as the Office, the purpose of the Office shall be to assist small businesses and individuals in complying with the requirements of Section 274A of the Immigration and Nationality Act 8 U.S.C. 1324A as amended by this Act, including the resolution of conflicts arising in the course of attempted compliance with such requirements. B. Functions. The functions of the Office shall include, but not be limited to, the following. 1. Informing small businesses and individuals about the verification practices required by Section 274A of the Immigration and Nationality Act, including, but not limited to, the document verification requirements and employment verification system requirements under subsections C and D of that section. 2. Assisting small businesses and individuals in addressing allegedly erroneous further action notices and non-confirmations issued under subsection B of Section 274A of the Immigration and Nationality Act. 3. Informing small businesses and individuals of the financial liabilities and criminal penalties that apply to violations and failures to comply with the requirements of Section 274A of the Immigration and Nationality Act, including, but not limited to, by issuing best practices for compliance with that section. 4. To the extent practicable, proposing changes to the Secretary in the administrative practices of the employment verification system required under subsection D of Section 274A of the Immigration and Nationality Act to mitigate the problems identified under paragraph 2. 5. Making recommendations through the Secretary to Congress for legislative action to mitigate such problems. C. Authority to issue assistance order. 1. In general, upon application filed by a small business or individual with the office in such form, manner, and at such time as the Secretary shall by regulations prescribe, the office may issue an assistance order if the office determines the small business or individual is suffering or about to suffer a significant hardship as a result of the manner in which the employment verification laws under subsection C and D of Section 274A of the Immigration and Nationality Act are being administered by the Secretary. R. The small business or individual meets such other requirements as are set forth in regulations prescribed by the Secretary. 2. Determination of hardship. For purposes of paragraph 1, a significant hardship shall include an immediate threat of adverse action. B. A delay of more than 60 days in resolving employment verification system problems. C. The incurring by the small business or individual of significant costs if relief is not granted. R. D. Irreparable injury to or long-term adverse impact on the small business or individual if relief is not granted. 3. Standards when administrative guidance not followed in cases where U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services employee is not following applicable published administrative guidance. The office shall construe the factors taken into account in determining whether to issue an assistance order under this subsection in the manner most favorable to the small business or individual. 4. Terms of assistance order. The terms of an assistance order under this subsection may require the Secretary within a specified time period to determine whether any employee is or is not authorized to work in the United States. R. B. To abate any penalty under Section 274A of the Immigration and Nationality Act that the office determines is arbitrary, capricious, or disproportionate to the underlying offense. 5. Authority to modify or rescind any assistance order issued by the office under this subsection may be modified or rescinded only by the office, the director or deputy director of U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, or the secretary, or the SECRETARYS designee. And B. If rescinded by the Director or Deputy Director of U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, only if a written explanation of the reasons of such official for the modification or rescission is provided to the office. 6. Suspension of running of period of limitation. The running of any period of limitation with respect to an action described in paragraph 4A shall be suspended for the period beginning on the date of the small business or individuals application under paragraph 1 and ending on the date of the OFFICES decision with respect to such application. And B. Any period specified by the office in an assistance order issued under this subsection pursuant to such application. 7. Independent action of office. Nothing in this subsection shall prevent the office from taking any action in the absence of an application under paragraph 1. T. Accessibility to the public. 1. In-person, online, and telephone assistance. The office shall provide information and assistance specified in subsection B in-person at locations designated by the Secretary, online through an internet website of the department available to the public and by telephone. 2. Availability to all employers in making information and assistance available. The office shall prioritize the needs of small businesses and individuals. However, the information and assistance available through the office shall be available to any employer E. Avoiding duplication through coordination in the discharge of the functions of the office. The Secretary shall consult with the Secretary of Labor, the Secretary of Agriculture, the Commissioner, the Attorney General, the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, and the Administrator of the Small Business Administration in order to avoid duplication of efforts across the federal government. F. Definitions in this section. 1. The term employer has the meaning given that term in Section 274AB of the Immigration and Nationality Act. 2. The term small business means an employer with 49 or fewer employees. G. Funding there shall be appropriated from the Comprehensive Immigration Reform Trust Fund established by Section 6A1 of this Act, such sums as may be necessary to carry out the functions of the office. Subtitle B. Protecting United States workers.